On our morning walk around the neighborhood, Charlie and me see lots of birds. Sparrows, blue jays, crows, chickadees, of course, a few hawks, and even a robin or two. Canada geese in season. But every once in a while, we'll see a pileated woodpecker. Not one of them little guys, but the woody woodpecker ones. That's always a treat because they are spectacular looking. I mean, that red. The pileated is a big bird, and boy, it makes a racket hammering away. You think they'd be easy to see, but they're not. Most of the time you hear them, but you can't find where they are. Charlie and me must look like idiots stopped in the middle of the road, Scamp tugging at his leash, and both of us staring up into the trees, squinty-eyed, mouths open. The easiest way to spot one of these magnificent creatures is to catch one flying, usually out of the corner of your eye. They just don't look like any other bird. I found a picture of one on Google Image so you can see what I mean. After our latest sighting, Charlie was so inspired, he wrote an ode to our neighborhood woodpecker. I think he did a bang-up job.
Who's that bird making all that racket?
Who's that bird making all that racket? Him up there with the black and white jacket and the bright red cap going key, key, key. Do you think that fella's laughing at me? He ain't no crow with a crown like that, and though he looks like an aristocrat, he's not the chancellor of the exchequer. That's a pileated woodpecker. Now, small woodpeckers come right to the house to feed with the finch and the little titmouse. The squirrels, of course, who I condemn. I'd rather not waste another line on them. The pileated kind, they stay in the wood where the old trees rot and the drilling is good. No gas is needed. He's a real low-techer, talking about the pileated woodpecker. Them little woodpeckers go tap, tap, tapping. Not enough to wake you if you're napping. Pileated fellas making all that clamor are just about as jarring as a darn jackhammer. Birds who spend their winters up here are some impressive. Boy, that's clear. For anyone to make it through the colder half, it sure does help if you know how to laugh. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.